This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about after the first segment here is when the clowns laugh at their own jokes. Now, America, what you need to hear is the joke is on you. I didn't say that. The typical American voter is so stupid, his dog teaches him tricks. I didn't say that. I'm going to share with you after the first segment here, friends, as to who did say that. And I'm going to go down line upon line, precept upon precept, showing you once again, America, as to what you have been tolerating for far too long in this country, because these are coming from the self-professed representatives and legislators. So we're going to be getting to that in just a couple moments. I do want to share with you really quick, friends, if you want to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can go over to our Facebook. It's Bradley Dean EE, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account as well. You can also call in an anytime over the next three segments, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, keep in mind that this is the radio show where we listen, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves for the most part. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends, and that's the problem as to what we're seeing in this country today. You're being led through opposition. It's all controlled. And what we need to do is break out of the box and get back to the Bible and the Constitution, friends, because that is the rock upon which the church rests. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com understand, first and foremost, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, tried and true, concerning his word. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, and I can hear him saying it. So we're going to bring it down. We're going to kick the hell out, and we're going to get the heaven in, because that's a preacher's job, friends. Let me jump over really quick, because this is the quote of the century. Listen carefully, and I'm talking about the foreign agent in the People's White House. I did not say this. Václav Klaus, former premier of the Czech Republic, said this. He said, the danger to America is not Barack Obama, but a citizenry capable of entrusting a man like him with the presidency. Just think about this, America. You've tolerated the crimes of this foreign agent sodomite in the People's White House to violate and transgress the Constitution over 1,180 times. He has said, he again said that the danger to America is not Barack Obama, but a citizenry, the people that tolerate him, capable of entrusting a man like him with the presidency. It will be far easier to limit and undo the follies of an Obama presidency than to restore the necessary common sense and good judgment to a depraved electorate willing to have such a man for their president. In other words, America, you're being laughed at by what you tolerate concerning this sodomite in the White House. He goes on, the problem is much deeper and far more serious than Mr. Obama. Now listen to where his finger goes. Who is a mere symptom of what ails America? Blaming the prince of the fools should not blind anyone to the vast confederacy of fools that made him their prince. The republic can survive a Barack Obama, who is, after all, merely a fool. It is less likely to survive a multitude of fools such as those who made him their president. Now, I'm speaking to 318.9 million people. I say, well, I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for him. No, we know that there's a lot of voter fraud going on. But see, here's the problem, America. You already know that there was voter fraud going on. It's your tolerance of him that makes you an accomplice to the crime. And so, folks, what this individual is doing is saying, look at what the people have tolerated. And it's not so much that he's the bad, but it's the people that allow him to stay there that are bad. He's got it right on the money, friends. You can't define that any better than the way that this individual just quoted as to what's going on in this country. That is a very prophetic finger. And by the way, law, one of the words Torah, means to point the finger. So this was a very prophetic statement. And that's exactly what God does concerning the church and a government, is he comes and he sends forth his prophets to point the finger at the responsible party. And who is the responsible party? Friends, I've shared with you, and I've asked you, and I've laid your candor before. Who's the criminal? The people that tolerate the one committing the crime in front of their faces? Or the one that's actually committing the crime? Because, folks, both parties are guilty before God, and they will be judged accordingly. There is no getting around that. I wanted to highlight that, friends, because I want to jump over and show you. Yesterday, we spent a little time on Paul Ryan and how he's committing the act of treason and how he's trying to barter with the likes of the Clintons to get his sister-in-law to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Well, we already knew that because we've seen during his first legislative act, as they called it, and as he called it, he sold you out. He gave everything to Barack Hussein Obama concerning his $1.1 trillion omnibus bill, and he gave it all over to the foreigners that mean to destroy you and your country. That is a fact. Now, jumping over to the likes of Senator McConnell, he is a Republican from Kentucky, right? He's the majority leader for the Republican Party. Again, just to show you what I've told you in the past is another one of those to the present. I told you so, friends. But did you know that Senator McConnell praised Hillary Clinton for being an intelligent and capable, and then told the New York Times that he believes divided government, that is when the Democrats, the lawless, control the White House, is the best government? Now, why would he say that? Well, he says it behind closed doors. But keep in mind, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known, said Jesus. It's all going to come to the light. So beware as to what you say. And first, we know it starts with your thoughts. But also keep in mind, Jesus said that you're accountable for every idle thought and every idle word on Judgment Day. Pray for more grace that you can keep his commandments better, friends. But going over to the likes of Mitch McConnell, folks, did you know, and we've all known for some time that many politicians that have been engaged in drug trafficking while playing the hypocrite and advancing the war on drugs, friends, this is all created by the government. But did you know that it was reported some time back, not by the mainstream media, of course, they have to cover for their little extorted minions, correct? That the Ping Mei, a cargo vessel owned by the in-laws of Kentucky Senator, the majority leader of the Republican Party, Mitch McConnell, was boarded by Colombian inspectors, and they discovered roughly 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 separate packages on his ship. Maybe that explains why he has become a millionaire overnight. Who's he serving, America? Not me and you.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. For some of those that aren't quite as quick as I am, 1-866-582-9933. Yes, that's the kind of mood I'm in right now. Well, let's jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. What's going on across your country? Again, folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple moments is when the clowns laugh at their own jokes. America, the joke is on you. I didn't say it. They did. Furthermore, one individual said the typical American voter is so stupid, his dog teaches him tricks. Wow, that's pretty brazen, is it not? Yes, it is. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Okay, now we have, folks, we have about 15 contributors across the United States of America, from preachers to attorneys, constitutional attorneys, to just the average Joe like myself that's out there, and they care enough about their country to be a little bit more than just a paper tiger or to hide behind a microphone and actually get out into the culture and fight for our freedoms, because they understand, once again, that we do all that we can do and we leave the results up to God. Now, some are saying right now, I can just hear somebody saying, Bradley, it's just so impossible. If you could see the stupidity of a statement like that in the face of God, friends. With God, all things are possible, and we're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And what is it over that overcomes the world? Even our faith. And it all depends upon who your faith is in and who your eyes are set upon as to what's going to come out of your heart. Because we know that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's in your heart that you would say something like that? foolishness, and it's not the Spirit of Christ, because wherever the Spirit of Christ is, like David, by my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall. It's God that subdueth the people from under me. He understood what it meant by the power of the Holy Ghost to go after Goliath, because he said that he would break forth upon his enemies as a dam breaketh forth. And we all understand that, because we also understand that the Lord said through Amos, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies, because it's time for him to work, and he is working, but he's looking for his church to be the conduit to get the job done, that he might be glorified. And keep in mind as well, friends, God doesn't need a majority to prevail. It's always a minority, and we praise God for just that opportunity. But going back to what's going on across your country today, friends, should Hillary Clinton be elected president? This is by Chuck Baldwin. He's a preacher out of Montana, I believe. And interestingly enough, to me, should Hillary Clinton be elected president? To me, folks, what a question. I mean, she should be in prison. Everybody knows she should be in prison. Many people, and you're seeing more of this as the days go on, people are calling for her indictment. They want to see her and her husband and the corrupt foundation, and those that have supplied the funds illegally to that foundation, they want to see them indicted. And that's what people are looking to today. As a matter of fact, it seems to me that there may be some good people in the FBI, which I have never denied. But folks, the fact of the matter is we're hearing from the FBI right now, the good guys, I hope, that there will be some indictments coming forth concerning what's going on with Clinton. But also keep in mind, friends, what they're going to do, namely the Clinton and the crime family, the little Clinton administration that she may have now, what they'll do is they'll just point the finger at one of the weaker vessels to be the fall guy for the crimes of the Clintons. And you're already seeing that through the state-controlled narrative today. They're trying to divert it away from her to Uma Bedden right now. And you can bet your bottom dollar, because she's hot, they're going to try to shift blame from her to somebody else as well. So we'll see in the days up and coming as to who's going to be delivered up. But the bottom line is, we know that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree who the guilty party is. America, rest not satisfied until these people are dealt with lawfully. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Did you know that NBC affiliate WRCB-TV in Chattanooga, Tennessee, has inadvertently posted election night results? Now, for those that haven't caught on to what I just said, the election hasn't taken place yet, so how are they bringing forth the results of that election? That's the point. The fix is in. NBC affiliate accidentally posted election results a week early. Hillary wins presidency 42-40%. Now, again, keep in mind the state-controlled narrative is to push her through. This could be them leading by opposition on both sides, but the bottom line is, friends, which I highly suspect, but the bottom line is these affiliates like NBC and ABC and MSNBC and CNN and all these others that have been found out to be, well, folks, they're helping these criminals push forward the agenda, and that is a global agenda. They all need to be held legally accountable, friends. It's just the way it needs to be. But the fix is in. NBC affiliate accidentally posted election results a week earlier, which only proves the point again, friends. And this is just coming to me. I want to let you know, beware of what's going on outside of the United States as well. And what I'm saying here, friends, is this is all contrived. This is all created to create domestic insurrection, to work the people up. I'm just reminding you, America, don't get your eyes off the ball as to what's going on outside of the United States concerning what's going on in the United States, because it's all the same people that are actually creating these whirlwinds. An attempt of insurrection domestically. These are the same people that are doing it within and without. And again, keep in mind, I did not say this, friends. George Soros, the international criminal that's been funding these people that have been at length destroying your country, an international criminal has been allowed by the American people to go ahead and fund representatives to work for him to destroy your country. Just think about what I just got done saying to you, America. George Soros, an international criminal, who just said a week and a half ago the only obstacle to a new world order is America, who has been funding, listen carefully, who has been funding your representatives that have been working for him to destroy your country. Just think about that. It's found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, the fix is in. NBC affiliate accidentally posted election results, folks, a week earlier. This is criminal. Once again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, WikiLeaks, take it for what it is. Podesta emails show Democratic bigotry and haters of the Jews. Netanyahu turbaned Israeli mullah. Check it out, folks. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here again from another affiliate, a contributor across the United States of America today. Secret emails from Hillary Clinton reveal there is a very powerful circle of people ruling over Hillary. Wait a second, folks. You want to stop these very powerful, as the headline goes, the powerful circle of people that rule over Hillary? I want to tell you something. The way to shut them down is to shut down corrupt politicians. And then when you do that, like Gideon, when he dealt with his father's altars, all of a sudden the enemies exposed themselves. But listen to this headline. Secret emails from Hillary Clinton reveal there is a very powerful circle of people ruling over Hillary who hate Christians and who are now executing a plan to annihilate Christians and advance Islam. America, let me say this. To advance Islam is only a political ideology. All these globalists are using the Muslims as a political battering ram to do their killing for them. And you need to understand how the game is played. Once they get that far, then they have to take out more people that they use to get that far. And then it goes back to the circle of people that have been financing this, and sooner or later they're going to kill all themselves off, and then we're all going to stand on judgment day and we're going to look at him, the great deluder, as he who deceived the nations. And this is what's sad about all of this. If America loved God enough, they wouldn't tolerate the crimes of his little devilish minions, now would he? And I'm talking about Satan. But folks, I want you to listen to me clearly. Christians will never, ever be exterminated. Never. It will never, ever, ever happen. It's never going to happen. Let me say it slow. Never. It's never going to happen. The seed of the righteous is forever. It is forever. We're not going anywhere, America. And furthermore, I personally believe that our constitutional republic will never, ever be destroyed because it is God ordained. And that's the reason that we are called the light of the world. Like it or not, that's the facts. All you gloom and doomers, I want to tell you something. Not only are you worthless, but you're unfaithful to your God. Because God is never, ever faithless to his children. You can find nowhere in Scripture where he has ever failed a faithful man or a woman of God in life or in death. You just can't find it. But here again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The secret emails from Hillary Clinton reveal there's a very powerful circle of people ruling over Hillary who hate Christians and who are now executing a plan to annihilate Christians and advance Islam. Folks, yeah, right. sonsoflibertymedia.com, assistant attorney general caught helping Clinton camp during Benghazi hearings. Of course. Of course. We all knew this, right? What about Uma Bedden's anti-American Muslim Brotherhood ties exposed? This is the assistant to Hillary Clinton, like that of Barack Hussein Obama, folks, Valerie Jarrett. So we again see what's happening here. You're being sold down by the river, folks.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You can't say I didn't put it out there for you, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to highlight one more article, if you wouldn't mind, and then I'm going to make a statement given by Roman's statement and philosopher in order, attributed in 58 B.C., speech in the Roman Senate, Mr. Tullius Cicero, okay, or Cicero. I'll give you that quote in just a moment. I want to give this final headline to you from sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You ready for this? Clinton called out on Russian uranium deal. Malheur documents found by Bundy's come to the forefront. If you want to know what was going on there with the Oregon ranchers and the Nevada ranchers, friends, this is what it was about. It's, hey, folks, headline news yesterday. We have been one of the only resources, friends, that have been sharing with you as to what was going on behind closed doors concerning that whole issue out there. It was a bunch of ranchers trying to tell you that they're being ripped off by the likes of the Clintons and the Reeds that were selling uranium ore to the Russians. And isn't it interesting, friends, how Hillary... she keeps talking about how the Russians are guilty for this, that, and the other thing. No, folks, that's WWF at its very worst. They're just trying to get you off the ball, friends. They're not arch enemies. They're best of friends. They're dealing and wheeling by stealing away Americans and their land and selling it to a foreign enemy. Folks, that is the definition of treason right there. Do check out, folks, there's many articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to highlight Mr. Tullius Cicero, 10643 B.C., listen to what he said carefully. Speaking of treason, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. If I can just rewind a moment, you know all those the Bundys and those other men that were arrested by the federal government because they were trying to awaken the American people to the fact that the Clintons were taking money that was funding her presidential campaign by the Russians, which is called treason. Isn't it interesting that they were labeled terrorists by your government for exposing the crimes of corruption in federal government? Just wanted to highlight that. Keep that. Let that sink deep down into your ears, friends. But again, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, because the people let him. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in a sense familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. America, how many traitors have I shared and exposed with and to you over the last 15 years, friends? But they're still there. But they're still there. These people behind closed doors, for those that do not understand or that are not partaking in the reality in which those that are actually doing the fighting on the behalf of this constitutional republic are, need to understand that these people that I'm highlighting, those that are committing crimes against you on a daily basis, friends, hey, I want you to understand, these are the guys that are saying the typical American voter is so stupid, he teaches... his dog teaches him tricks, he said. See, when the clown laughs at their own jokes, you need to understand, America, the joke is on you. Again, the typical American voter is so stupid, his dog teaches him tricks. Now, I tapped a bit into this earlier this week, but I really want to highlight this. Because just last week, it was reported that the unconstitutional Romney Obamacare was working as designed. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney Obamacare. Now keep in mind, friends, just some time back, 4 years ago, Romney and Obama, they were arch enemies. Now, isn't it interesting that Romney was the actual architect, along with Jonathan Gruber, concerning Obamacare, but Obama never called him out concerning Obamacare? Doesn't that shock some of you that aren't paying attention? Again, it was reported that last week, the unconstitutional Romney Obamacare was working as designed. Now, keep in mind, the architect said of you, America, the typical American voter is so stupid, his dog teaches him tricks. This is the architect of Romney and Obamacare. See, when I pondered this all the while knowing that to force people to buy health care is an illegal act, remember the federal government is a creature of the state and not the state a creature of the federal government. You need to understand that. It's limited government, friends. And furthermore, and read Article the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, too. The 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, too, friends. Furthermore, the foreign agent in the People's White House has never been given delegated powers to illegally legislate against the state through unlawful policy. And friends, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. See, I remember one time Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he'd been to the moon, I wish he'd have been, if he'd have been there, I wish he'd have stayed there. The fact of the matter is he's the one that was responsible for saying that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. In other words, if the American people were smart, we couldn't get away with the things that we're getting away with. We're educated. Read Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So, folks, what I'm going to do here is I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time showing you the illegalities of Romney, Obamacare, for in judging this administration, Matthew 7:16, we can see that when he said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America, that was enough for me to know what it was all about right then and there. It had to be done illegally. And furthermore, remember what President Harry Truman said. Now, what I like to do, friends, is when I do my columns and when I do my radio show, I don't want to just highlight the wrong. Yeah, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. I'm showing you the transgression, Romans 3:20, 1 John 3:4. But I'm also bringing about the answer if the people want the resolve bad enough. Okay? So what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to spend time showing you the illegalities of Romney Obamacare because it is unconstitutional. And here I want to solidify by putting your feet upon the rock that you might, the Lord might establish your goings. Listen to what President Harry Truman said just to counter what Barack Hussein Obama said when he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. This is President Harry Truman in the 50s. He said the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount, Exodus 20. The five books of Moses, the Decalogue, the Torah. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, Old and New Testament, from Isaiah and St. Paul, Old and New Testament. He said, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, which God demands and commands to his church, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, we'll finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. Totalitarianism. Is that what you're dealing with today? Exactly right. They're ruling by force, not by law, because when they rule by force, you're going to have war within the streets. But when they rule by law, magnify the laws, magnifying the laws is their purpose, but when they rule by law, then there's going to be peace. But they're not ruling by law. They're tearing down the law by what? Ruling through totalitarian means. They pull your hair, smack your face, and then they decry the victim as you back up and they go forward. They roll over the top of you. See, now, again, I want you to understand before we get rocking on this that I know that there are some that believe that the Supreme Court upheld Romney Obamacare. They now call it a tax. Remember that? By John Roberts. Remember he came about and he shocked America when he called it a tax? He went right along with Obamacare. It's all planned, friends. Come on, let's quit playing stupid here, okay? Because keep in mind, friends, this Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney Obamacare, said the typical American voter is so stupid, so America, let's quit playing stupid. He said his dog teaches him tricks. See, this is when the clowns are laughing at their own jokes, because again, America, keep in mind, the joke is on you, not on me alone. But I want to go to this point because I need to tear this down. Because I know that there are some that believe because the Supreme Court upheld Romney Obamacare, it must be legal. No. Consider that the Supreme Court and other injustices in any court, and any other justices in any court are to discover and apply law, which is good behavior. Not to create it out of thin air and apply that which is not taken from that which has been delegated. That power has not been given to them. Read Article 3, Section 1, the United States Constitution. If they act out of good behavior, they are to be removed. That is made applicable to every representative, regardless of who they are, that serve we the people. Where the American people have gotten the mindset that the Supreme Court, when they say it's law, all of a sudden it is law, are sadly mistaken. And furthermore, we hear from preachers across the land saying, you know, you may not be removed, you may be there for life, but you're not above God. God's above you. Well, that's right. Because when you go to the Supreme Court, the federal, in Washington, D.C., folks, we can see the law over the top of their heads. They start court with God Save America, and they end court with saying God Save America. And we also understand they all put their hand on that Bible. We know who rules them. But where's the preacher getting off saying that the Supreme Court is the final say and that they're appointed forever? Well, can somebody share that with me, please? Here again, 1-866 582-9933. Answer specifically that question. Tell me constitutionally where the Supreme Court justices are appointed for life. I want someone to point out where they can act outside of law and get away with it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Somebody point to me and point out to me and our listeners, 64 affiliates across the United States and 53 countries, as to where the Supreme Court justices can act outside of good behavior and remain.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Still waiting for that phone call. I need somebody to, because I hear preachers say this, folks, at the Supreme Court, when they say it, it's law. No, it is not. And number two, we've been told by preachers that once they're appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States of America, they're appointed for life. Really? 1-866-582-9933. Who told you that? I mean, it must be legal because they, the establishment that everybody's complaining about, that is out of hand, said so. Really? Well, remember what the name of this article is, friends. When the clowns laugh at their own jokes, the joke is on you, America. Listen to what the architect of Romney Obamacare said. The typical American voter is so stupid, his dog teaches him tricks. And furthermore, when you go to the book of Malachi, it says that the law of truth is to be in the priest's mouth. How ridiculous! What, as if to suggest he's to represent we the people? But again, he can break the law at his own will and legislate and act as an activist from the bench? Really? And he's supposed to remain there for life? You have got to be out of your mind. What, once you're a cop, you're always a cop, no matter if you're committing crimes or enforcing the law? Give me a break. And this is what the American people, this is the Kool-Aid that you've drank, America, because you've never flexed your muscle concerning those that corrupt our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. And I want to tell you why there's no calls coming in to prove this point. Because it's not so. It's illegal. You can't violate law as a judge. Now, here, I want to take it a step further. Read Article 3, Section 1, and you'll find out your answer that you're looking for. No, they cannot sit during bad behavior. They are to be removed all the way from the top to the bottom. And by the way, taking it a step further, that includes the President of the United States. Now, I also want you to consider going back to the Supreme Court, that this is the same Supreme Court that has advocated that which is God has clearly condemned over and over again. Read Exodus 20:13 and Proverbs 6:17. Okay, we'll take Steve from California. Hey, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Good to see you. Well, I'll tell you. Joyce Riley, Monday, she told us not to give time or voice to any possibility of Hillary winning, because that could make it a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm following that. I'm finding the devil and everything. And Trump's going, as far as I'm concerned, Trump's going to win. I'm not going to call Hillary president.
Well, if the American people would simply stand up and see what's going on behind closed doors, they would realize from a bird's eye view that she doesn't have the support outside of the state-controlled narrative, because that's all that's pushing her, my friend. She doesn't have the support, and everybody knows she's a criminal. So even to talk that way gives strength to the enemy, and I'm not going there because she's not a legitimate candidate.
I'm not going there either.
Amen.
Joyce,
and your point?
Well, Donald Trump is going to win.
Okay. I don't have time for this right now, guys. We're not talking about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. We're talking about the Supreme Court. And I'm waiting for someone to call in and tell me where the Supreme Court can act outside of constitutional law. That makes them outlaws, friends. We all know what outlaws are. 1-866-582-9933. I'm waiting for that phone call. I did not mean to be rude, Steve. But again, we need to stick to the topic, especially during the last segment. Folks, the American people have accepted the Supreme Court sanctioned murder of the innocent. Where did they derive that authority? It wasn't from the people. The American people have accepted the redefinition of marriage by the likes of radical lesbian and a radical lesbian who is queer, who is known for queerifying Harvard, named Alina Kagan, by the way, who is appointed to the Supreme Court justice by another foreigner named Barack Hussein Obama, who wanted to appoint the lower sort and the baser sort to rule over the people, to use her as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution, to destroy. Alina Kagan, friends, has never judged a case a day in her life, but yet she was approved by the Senate? And she sits in just in time before homosexual marriage? Was anybody paying attention to what the Republicans were giving Alina Kagan a pass on? Of course they were, because they're guilty of the crimes. The list goes on concerning the Supreme Court attacks against American constitutional law. Article 4, Section 4, the United States of America, the Constitution. And apparently these injustices seem to have missed that which the law school teaches them in law. They missed the law. Read 1 Timothy 1:7. Furthermore, William Blackstone, Commentaries on the Laws of England, one of our founders, along with Charles B. Montesquieu and John Locke, said, "No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God." Now let me ask you something. Who's acting outside of the scope of authority concerning law? The Supreme Court. Because it doesn't conform to the law of God. They have no right to sanction the murder of babies. Nobody, God didn't give them that right. They have no authority to redefine marriage, only to bring confusion on a new generation, and the American people gave him a pass. The Supreme Court, where did they derive that authority from, America? The ignorance of the American people. Remember, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Those that are sitting on the bench, friends, are standing in contrary, antithetical to God's law, and they were appointed to do so. I want to tell you, corrupt judges, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. It's not a good place to put yourself. Search out history and you'll understand, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Kiss the son, lest he be angry, tells us in Psalm 2. You know, the kings of the earth, they gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointing, saying, let us cut their bands asunder. What's the answer from heaven? He will surely have them in great derision. He will wax upon them. He will break them as a potter's vessel. It's not a good place to put yourself. Because we know, like Napoleon Bonaparte rightly said, that tyrant back in the day, that the Bible is no mere book, he said. It is a power that conquers all that opposes it. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 William Blackstone said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. President Andrew Jackson, number 7, the 7th president of the United States of America, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, Exodus 18:21. He was also the president that stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler. Are you getting this with me? And rather getting caught up into the debate that they want you to get caught up into, the question should be concerning Obamacare and Romneycare, presented to them that call themselves legislators, is where are you deriving your authority from to implement these unconstitutional acts? It is a question, my friends, that they simply cannot answer. And if they cannot answer, friends, it means it is null and void. Furthermore, for years, when I first got caught up into conservative radio, and I realized shortly thereafter they are the problem. For years, when I heard them talking about Obamacare, not one time did I hear them bring up the constitutionality of Obamacare. Not one. Nor did I hear them ask the question, where did you derive that authority from? The question is laid to them, not to you, America. Which brings me to the point, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? And that's exactly what they've done. Now, considering that which you have been led to believe concerning Romney and Obamacare, and that is such a good deal, by the way, premiums are skyrocketing, this is yesterday's news, for Americans, why doesn't it apply to the Congress that approved these unlawful measures? And without further ado, let me bring you to Jonathan Gruber, the clown that is laughing at you, America. He said exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. These are the ones writing these bills, friends. Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really, really critical for the thing to pass, the architect of Romney Obamacare. When we're done with employer-based health insurance, it will have as much life in it as Jimmy Hoffa. And P.T. Barnum said a sucker is born every minute, but his estimate was laughably low. The architect of Romney Obamacare. American, your children and future generations are being enslaved by those who are committing crimes against you. It's time for the 318.9 million people to stand up and deal with those who are only entertaining the destruction of your country. Read Deuteronomy 28:68, Psalm 94:16. And let those who profess to be wise, Romans 1:22, be taken in their own lawless counsel. Read Job 5:13. Friends, love you enough to tell you the truth. Quit playing the dupes of ill-designing men. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.